Hello and welcome to the Plint Pod, our daily podcast on the important news of the day. My name is Keshav Padmanabhan, and I'm going to tell you about the Indian Ministry of External Affairs' response to the Washington Post report on the role of the research and analysis wing in the Panoon plot. Commenting on a report by the Washington Post dated 29th April, the Ministry of External Affairs on Tuesday said that the report makes unwarranted and unsubstantiated imputations in connection with claims about the involvement of Indian agents in the alleged plot to kill Gurpatwant Singh Pannoon. In its report, the American paper suggested that Samanth Goel, the former chief of the Research and Analysis Wing, approved the alleged plot to kill Pannoon, a US-based Sikh extremist who was designated a terrorist by the government of India in 2020. There is an ongoing investigation of the high-level committee set up by the government of India to look into the security concerns shared by the US government on networks of organized criminals, terrorists, and others. Speculative and irresponsible comments on it are not helpful, Randhir Jaiswal, the MEA spokesperson, said in the statement on Tuesday. In its report, the Washington Post suggested that Vikram Yadav, a R&AW official who it said had been brought in mid-career from the Central Reserve Police Force, or the CRPF, was behind the plot to assassinate Sikh extremists in foreign countries, including the alleged plot against Pannoon and the killing of Hardeep Singh Nijjar in Canada in June 2023. The actions of Yadav, according to the paper, were proved by Goel. The US first brought the connection between Yadav and the alleged plots to the notice of the Indian government in August 2023, and later President Joseph Biden discussed it with Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the former's visit to India last September, said the report. In November, India announced that a high-level committee had been set up to look into the matter. A US delegation visited India several weeks ago to take stock of the progress of the inquiry, but left with little evidence of progress, according to the report. It is learnt that the names and other details of the case were leaked after this. The US Justice Department opted not to file charges against Yadav, only naming him as CC1 in the November indictment filed by them, according to the Washington Post. Nikhil Gupta, an Indian national, was however named by the US Justice Department in its indictment, and according to the paper, lured out of India to the Czech Republic, where he was arrested on 30th June 2023. Thank you for tuning in. For more from The Print, become a subscriber at theprint.in/subscribe. I'm Keshav Padmanabhan in New Delhi. Tune in every day for more such news and analysis.